live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a kid-friendly place to be. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who's cautiously pessimistic. It's Michael Feldman.
And, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right. It's time for thanks for the memos. And a couple of things here, too, as well. From this is after our lacrosse show. We got John Gibbs, known as Kickapoo John, sent us some of his lump grilling charcoal. And I thought I'd put in a plug for it because they called it the best ribs I've ever made at my house.
Oh, really? You used it?
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
We're supposed to give it away, I guess, but instead I took it home and used it. Because I just now read this, it's a, you know, I want to give it away as a prize. But it was, you know, John, Kickapoo John, I want you to know the terrific stuff. Lump charcoal, he makes it in Gay's Mills over there on the west side of the state, and he sells it through natural food co-ops and so forth. But send us some more anytime, John, because the ribs were great. And I think it had to do with the lump that was not briquettes, it was actual wood. Lump.
Some kind of hardwood that, yeah.
Some kind of a, yeah.
It burned.
Burned good. It burned good. And this was sent me. Dear Michael, I saw this article and thought of your show. My husband wonders if he should have been selected, but I'm sure these other men have important attributes. And it's from the Vernon County Broadcaster, which is in Westby, Wisconsin, or around there anyhow. Two Viroqua men were recognized at the East Central Select Sires Annual Awards Banquet on June 1st. Viroqua's Larry Krause was recognized with 25 years of lifetime service, and Viroqua's Ole Thompson, 5 years of service. The evening consisted of a social hour, dinner, a message from the board of directors, and presentation of the performance and service awards. So they were Mr. Sires. They were both selected as sires. Hillsborough's Joel Frankie was also recognized for two performance-based benchmarks for East Central Select Sires and a Lifetime Sires Achievement Award. East Central Select Sires is a professional artificial breeding cooperative serving dairy and livestock producers in southern Wisconsin. And I guess her husband just didn't have the stuff to compete with those guys. Well, they've been doing it for so long. So, but there's that. Here's the actual memo sent in by an actual listener, and it comes from somewhere. I guess we can say it comes from Utah. That's okay. It reads as follows. As everyone is well aware, the bathrooms are presently inoperable on the second floor. To accommodate those emergency needs, if no one can make it to the third, an emergency porta-potty has been set up for employees. Due to environmental health laws, Utah DWS Policy 7844568A12 requires mandatory training in usage of this device. Mandatory training will be at 2 and 2:30 today. Sign-up sheets can be found in Chris's office. Sean will be the trainer. He'll be providing a hands-on training in proper usage and etiquette. Don't be late. Once-in-a-lifetime experience. There you have it. Thanks for that experience. And for that memo. And where might they send them, Sarah?
People who have amusing memos like that can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there's a snail mail option as well.
Okay, and if they want to do you mentioned earlier the...
The Twitters?
The Twitters escape,
yes.
Yeah?
Yep, they could tweet those memos to you.
Or could they also just read the tweets, too, as
yes.
well?
Yeah, you had a good one this week about defending marriages.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I say?
That yours may be indefensible.
Yes, okay. Finally recognizes indefensible, yeah. I think, after all these years.
Yeah. So your Twitter handle is @myfeldman.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.